Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, as we begin the show, I have to tell Rob. Rob knows what I'm talking about. Rob, I forgot to do that thing I said I was going to do. I forgot to load up those things you sent me.
So because there's a lot of them.
As we speak.
So sure.
If you can bear with me, I'm going to be semi-focused.
Well, while you do that, let me say this. Right, I want to say that a good day got better when I saw a familiar face walk in the door. Oscar Santana, welcome back to the studio.
Woo!
Have a good day yesterday. Good day off.
You know what? Monday should be a day off for everybody.
I agree.
Let me tell you.
Is that going to be the new policy for 18?
The week starts so early.
And ends so late.
Tuesday is such a better day to start the week.
Like a Tuesday, Thursday thing?
Oscar's got a bad back. Oscar, would you like to share with us the drugs that you're on today?
Demerol.
What?
No
Demerol. We'll take that.
No
You're not on Demerol.
I have 7 pills in me right now.
I don't pay any attention to rumors.
Yeah.
I don't pay any attention to movie magazines. I don't read them.
I don't like to eat on the toilet.
Because they're all junk.
why need a swimming pool when I've got TVs? Listen.
I read in the newspaper yesterday. I was sick in the hospital.
Yeah. Your family cares when they came visit you 2 days in a row because they're worried.
They're very worried.
You have been seen by a physician and you
they're my family. They're not
medicated.
Certified. But not in this state.
Do you still do that? You still do that where you call your brother and say, my back hurts, what do I do? And they call a script in for you? Is that the way it works?
Well, that's illegal, Mike.
That would be as illegal as taking sleep medications prescribed to a coworker.
Yes.
I didn't know that. All I know is that now, Rob, I finally succeeded in loading up that thing I said I was going to load
up. Well, now we
let's try one, shall we? Yes, here we go. Please.
Thank God you're back, Oscar. We really had a hard time doing the show without you yesterday. I'm sorry.
That was just really organic.
That's really mean.
That sounds like you.
Mean
that is sort of mean, isn't it?
All of you.
That is really mean. Yeah, you know what's meaner is my mic stand. My horrible Heil Hitler,
Mike, the brand is Heil.
It is Heil.
Yeah, but you got to leave Hitler.
That's a new guy. We sent you a new guy.
Yeah, it's my second new guy, and the new guys don't work.
Yesterday, there was a tremendous pop.
Here's the piece.
Kind of like when...
Here's the piece that out of that one.
Do you remember when Lawrence Taylor tackled Joe Theismann?
Oh, yeah.
That was kind of the sound we heard yesterday.
Well, there's a new low.
I have a really dirty joke for this, but I'm not going to do it.
Don't do it.
This was invented around the mid-70s to prevent unwanted. No, I'm sorry. All right, there we go.
Head over to the kitchen, and there's a white box. Bring it over to me. I want to show Mike a new style of mic boom that might be rated for him. Much more expensive.
Rob already sent one to me.
Send him our style?
No, I sent it. Well, is this the Rode? The R-O-D-E?
Oh, no. That's pedestrian.
Well,
this is what... because it's cheaper than the other one.
Mm-hmm.
We had to move fast yesterday. We had to move fast. I didn't realize there was a new style.
What do you think of low-profile mics, Mike?
Low-profile mics? I'm all for... listen, as far as microphone technology is concerned...
Thank you.
I have a tremendously open mind. Why are you laughing,
because
Rob?
Pony brought that box in like he was delivering heroin. It was under his arm.
It does look like bricks of cocaine. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
Look at this.
This is the Ultima series.
Roughly, I would say $500 per arm, but only the best for Mike O'Mara.
Really?
Yeah. What happens here, Mike, is it's got a full channel. You're going to get an extension on it as well.
Right.
Where the mic itself can go right on your, depending on your desk area. It digs in here and then pulls right up, so you're always in the know.
Oh, so it goes up instead of over and down.
So I can put it under.
That's what she said.
Hey,
I put it sideways? Can I put it sideways?
I wouldn't mess with gravity, Mike.
I'm not drinking Merlot.
I would not mess with gravity. But
I don't know. I usually
like
go from the bottom up.
Better than what you got going on.
So I want both. I want both options.
Okay.
I'm greedy that way. Mm-hmm. I want that. If that costs us no more to get that to me.
This is $500+.
That's it is. Well, then that's let's try the other one.
Makes it to that time, doesn't it?
No, but it's our time, Mr. Hand. So look, What I would say is this, is that...
Is this the new place that's getting these?
This is the new place, because this is what...
they get all the nice stuff.
No, well, what I'm saying is this. If this works for you, this will probably be cheaper in the long run, because you've broken how many in how many months?
In the past 6 years, he's broken 200 mic stands.
Yeah, so in the long run, if you're looking at the lifetime value of a mic stand, this may last you. This is...
Could I mount that on the base of the desk and have it go up?
Absolutely.
As opposed to down and using gravity? Could I use that? Okay, then send it
Does it come with a clamp, or does it come with something that needs to be drilled in?
It comes
in?
With a clamp and has better sight lines.
Ah.
All right, that's good. That's good. We can try that.
Made for TV.
But let's see how the other one works, and then I'll let you know. I'll let you know. No need to spend $500. We can't afford that.
Keep us posted, Mike. Keep us posted.
We can't afford that.
But if you're not in love with the other one, please
save charging the interns a fee to sit in.
The entertainment fee? An entertainment tariff?
Absolutely. That would be
difficult. I wouldn't be doing my job, Mike, if I didn't inform you what was out there.
I understand, Bruce.
If you hate the new one, save the packaging. Open it carefully, because there's always the ability of a refund.
This studio is such a mess right now because of all the crap that I've had to bring in here.
Little fingers.
No. Just stuff coming in and boxes. My wife's yelling at me because she cleaned the entire studio.
You're the hoarder now.
I'm the hoarder. I've got Wilford Brimley. I've got little watch stuff.
You didn't tell Oscar that she threw away your batteries.
What?
She threw away. I bought my watch batteries and Carla threw them away. And I got a migraine. And I got a migraine yesterday. And I went into my medicine cabinet that had been organized, and the Imitrex, my medicine for crushing headaches, was thrown out.
Did she think that was candy too?
It didn't come in a pill bottle. It was in a box like Sudafed comes in.
Imitrex.
Really glad she's clean and neat, but Jesus, my stuff is always job one.
Gone.
Throw it out.
Gone.
So my batteries are gone. I have to reorder my batteries.
If it makes you feel any better, my first text to Rob Spiewak about my back and missing yesterday's show, I said, this is karma for making fun of Mike for all these years and his hips.
Oscar, let me give you an update.
Yes.
I finished very high ranked in my golf tournament, and now on my left side, my knee is shot. So the next joint is going right down the line. It'll be hip, knee, ankle. Rob, you would understand this if you did anything at all that involved physical activity. But it goes hip and knee.
Why are you yelling at me about this?
Because you mocked me. That was a mocking laugh that you had.
No.
I can't help it that I'm out there walking 14,000 steps on the weekend.
What is the best medicine?
Laughter.
Exactly.
Laughter is the best medicine. I don't know what it is, but my knee feels like a bowl of gravel. That's what it feels like. Right now.
I would say it's probably because you're overtaxing your good knee is what's happening.
Well,
that
is probably exactly what it is, because the fact is the surgery was on the right side. So I think this knee has been taxed a little bit, and I can put weight on it. So it's fine. I'm not in any steady pain with it. It's just getting up. It makes a little sound when I do that. That's what happens.
The feeling I had on Friday night was that of a car going over rumble strips, right? But imagine the rumble strips being your spine as you're standing up, and then each one is popping as you stand up.
All right. I want to hear
like
all
opening
about,
a bendy straw.
I want to start the show with that, but we do have the mailbag.
Yes.
I want to get that out of the way
today
so that we stay on time, and then we will open the show, and then we'll have Oscar's detail on the back. We'll have Rob and the fact that he had to go somewhere and record a guy for Gilbert Gottfried's show that he was very, very excited. Did they pay you for this? Please tell me they paid you for this.
They did.
All right. Good. We will have all that, but we do have the mailbag, and it's a brief mailbag this
week.
It is. It's not as
long
as the other one. So it's lean, it's mean, and it's not about us. It's not about Oscar's back. It's not about my knee. It's not about Rob's interview. It's about you.
It's all about you.
Yes, it is. All about you.
It's all about you.
Demerol.
It's all about you.
Back.
All the time.
It's not really on Demerol.
No, I know he's lying.
It's all about you. I'm on some heavy pain.
Delauded. All of the time.
No driving.
He really is on something, though.
I bought 5 bad movies on demand.
Did you get the snowman?
Oh, no. It was 30%. I couldn't do it, Mike.
The snowman is the worst movie I have ever seen in my lifetime. If you'd like to watch a movie that does not have redeeming qualities, like that one that the serial molester James Franco did, starring that guy, The Room, this is worse. But it's not it's not worse, funny worse. It's just bad. It's called The Snowman.
But remember what Oscar said. I bought 5 movies on demand.
Yeah. I paid $21.
$21
for Mom's Bad Christmas.
We don't have any gifts or anything.
Really?
To open Buffalo Breath so Focus. Sad. We don't have anything today. Do we have anything?
Buffalo Breath.
No, we don't.
All right. Hey, Stephanie Loftus. Tomorrow is your birthday. Make it a good one, and thanks for all your support. Dilly dilly.
Dilly 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 dilly. Dilly, dilly.
Ladies and gentlemen of TMOS, today we are celebrating the 16th birthday of my son, Price Teachy. He's a great kid, and Mike will be happy to know he's camping, champing. Is it chomping or champing?
I believe we looked up and they're both appropriate. I like chomping, but I think champing is also appropriate.
He's chomping at the bit to, you chomp a bit. A horse has a bit in its mouth and it chomps on it.
All right, then this guy's wrong. What
but
a
you
jerk.
Don't champ. But you if don't it's champ, a, though. But if no, ch- I didn't mean it that way,
drill,
Rob. I meant,
champ.
You know, oh God, you are a
champ. Champ, chomp. Chomp, champ.
No, we did. We looked it up. I'll double check behind ourselves, but I think they were both acceptable.
But why are they both acceptable when one of them is wrong?
Because English evolves, Mike.
It's an organic language.
Thank you, resident English teaching scholar Oscar Santana. I appreciate that. But it seems to me that what is champing something where you involves teeth?
I believe so.
I don't know. Forget it. All right. He's champing at the bit to get his license. I'm not exactly thrilled to make those new insurance payments, but hey, at least I get another designated driver. That's true. Please wish him happy birthday and tell him to keep those hands at 10 and 2.
Yeah.
Is that the way? When my daughters were learning how to drive, they didn't have him at 10 and 2. They had him lower.
Really?
I remember that. Yes, I remember that. Maybe they've changed back. Daniel Teachy, Cary, North Carolina. And Price, I hope you have a wonderful birthday, and it's either champing or chomping. So enjoy. I'd like to wish my good friend Andrea Dove a happy 29th birthday on February 3rd. If you could play the John McLaughlin bye-bye for her, that would rule. Thanks for Adam from Adam Kirk.
Champing is the noise of a loud chewing sound. So champing is also appropriate.
Okay.
So anyway, but anyway, here's for you.
Bye, bye.
All right, thank you. Guys, regarding Pony Boy, what might motivate him to quit smoking could be the rest of us rubes who still smoke. I am starting a movement. If he quits, I quit. Tell Pony Boy if he commits to stop smoking, I will too. Who's with me? Dusty Woodard.
Here, here.
Yeah.
Here, here.
What about that, Pony? You could save that man's life.
Save lives.
I could. And that's all.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Thank you.
We went over this already.
Champ or chomp?
I prefer champs.
Of course he does.
Thanks for giving me out to talk about something else. That's good. Okay. All right. We're trying to, that's a listener that cares enough
where he'll
quit a pony, and he's trying to not talk at all, and then nothing helps him more on this particular subject where we want to save his life than changing the subject, which you just gave him with that.
Well, let
you
me
understand?
Bring it back to this. Cancer is an ugly way to die,
yes,
Pony.
Yes, it is.
Thank you. Moving right along. Guys. Jesus Christ. The show keeps getting better and better every day. I agree.
He hasn't heard today's show.
Last week, Diego mentioned his parents' names were Jose and Dolores. Mike asked if he called his mom Dot. He said no. In Spanish-speaking countries, many men named Jose are referred to as Pepe. I got this last week, this letter. Many women with the name Dolores are Lola.
Mm-hmm.
Oscar, can you concur? Or, I mean,
we never called my father Dr. Pepe, but okay.
But a great soda they sell down south.
I do.
If you can get a bottle of it with original sugar, Dr. Pepe is the way to go.
Diet Dr. Pepe?
Diet Dr. Pepe, too. 10, 2, and 4.
I will say that Dolores, I have heard that connotation for Lola.
And we do not have Adrian on campus today, but just like in the Barry Manilow song, Copacabana, you know. There it is. Lola. Love you guys. Chewy. So Jose can be Pepe, and Dolores can be Lola.
Yeah, I've heard
so we'll,
Lola,
we'll find out.
Never Pepe.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. I have 2 siblings, my brother and my father, who are Jose. But I'll
somehow
ask
I'm
them.
Channeling a Steve Martin comedy bit where it's "Donde está casa de Pepe?" Anyway.
Where is Pepe's house, right?
And the 3 amigos?
Yes. We are the 3 amigos. Anyway, while Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony Boy are some of my favorite men, I am writing to wish my number one man, Sean Sr., a happy 27th birthday. I am so great. Is that his last name or is he a Sean Senior?
I actually went on Facebook and searched him. His name is Sean Senior.
Oh, his last name's Senior. Yeah. Surname is Senior.
Yes.
Is that the way you do it?
Yeah.
I am so grateful to share my life with such a hardworking, smart, funny, and good-looking guy. So cheers to another amazing year of keeping me on scholarship. All right. Miss my man. My number. That's her husband, then.
Yes.
She's got a different last name.
Oh, man. I love it when a woman really realizes how good she has it.
But she's got a different last name.
Yeah, I don't like that. I think that's a sign of disrespect.
So it makes this whole thing, when you've got senior, and then you've got last names, and then you're not sharing the last name. Be easy to figure out. We wouldn't have to do all this research if her name was Dana Senior.
No.
But no, she writes Dana Bourne.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you
so
know.
So she's got an identity issue, the Bourne identity.
She knows where every bill's coming.
Let me repeat what she says, because she's being nice to her man, Sean, even though she doesn't take his name. I'm so grateful to share my life with such a hardworking, smart, funny, good-looking guy. So cheers to another amazing year of keeping me on scholarship, sending you lots of love from the main reason you drink. I don't get it.
That she's the main reason that he drinks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She causes trouble. She might be a handful, Dana.
This is a handful letter. Shannon, would you not agree?
Shannon hasn't taken my last name yet. Like,
okay.
It's not on her, that, she but says it's not, she says she will.
Which
it's,
one?
It's not on her it's not on her license.
Which name will she take?
Ceballos.
Oh, okay. I would
Rob,
take the other
you
one.
Have to edit this letter a lot?
I cleaned it up a little bit, but still, I mean, to keep that handful. Last line, it's a handful, Dana Bourne.
Has your wife taken O'Mara?
Yeah, of course.
All of them
but
have.
But it took a while. It took a while, especially on the driver's license.
Dragging their feet,
did
right?
Did you say all of them have and then applaud? From my two big helpers.
Hey, come on.
As they stand in the, and they as they stand on the side of the pond that has the least ice. Anyway. There you go. If they only knew.
How long?
Anyway.
How long did it take your beautiful wife, Carla, to take your last name?
I know that on the driver's license in particular, because we did a lot of traveling early in our marriage.
Right. Yeah.
It took a longer time than I appreciated. I think I don't know how long after, but I know the driver's license is what I remember, where she didn't take the name on the driver's license. That's what I remember.
I sent a link to Shannon day before we got married. I said, it's going to be easy for you. There's a website called Miss to Mrs.
Okay.
Right.
Follow along. It's like $80. And then I looked at her license before we traveled, and it still said Katie.
Oh,
I said, this does not say Ceballos.
Yeah,
what's
I know.
Going on here?
What's going on? Right? Something's wrong. Come
Someone's
on.
Someone's dragging their feet.
It's traditional. Well, we have three young women in the studio right now. Let's get their opinions on all this so that we can hear the greatest sounding studio now in the world.
We'll work on
let's
that.
Let's do it. All right,
ladies,
here we go.
Are you changing your last name?
Will you? Let's start with who the senior intern in charge, Maddie. What is your feeling on that?
I might meet in the middle and hyphenate it.
Okay.
That's... Oh, okay.
Jessica, what say you?
I think it depends, but I'm probably gonna keep my last name.
Keep your last name. There we go. Honest answer.
Nice.
Alexis, what say you?
I would say it also depends. I would take it unless I hated their last name.
Honest answer.
Yeah, it is.
Honest
That's
answer.
Good. I like that.
If, you,
that is
if it's
wonderful.
A bad last name, you want to defer.
Yeah, you know, when Carrie and I agreed to marry, she told her mom that my name was Robert Wadham Spiewak and that I wanted my firstborn boy to have my name. And Carrie's mom said, good God.
Good God. Thank God. Then aren't you glad you didn't give him Wadhams?
I did.
Oh, you gave him Wadham?
Yeah, he's poor guy.
RWS the third.
God.
Now he's licking pavement.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and making a decent living.
Gracious. How's my microphone sound, guys?
You sound great.
Great.
All right, that must just be me hearing it.
What happened?
I'm sorry. This studio, you know what? I don't know whether it's a shelf life or something like that, but everything is beginning to melt.
We
got to
get you a stand-up desk so
there
when
we
you
go.
Leave, no one can actually touch it.
Let me see. Hello, TMOS. How do you define friend? Is it the person who you've known since you were 6 months old? The person whose swing set you fell off up at age two and broke your leg? Is it the person with whom you would color giant Transformers coloring books while you were while your older brother's? Is it the longest letter with just lots of stuff that I have to commit to? Is it the person you were yearbook editors with or one of the gang? You would sneak into the pool after hours to drink Mickey's and play ping pong. Is it the person you would drive home from college with and make sure you got into WJFK range at 2:55 to catch the beginning of the Don and Mike show? Or is it the guy who invented Long Island iced tea races to get you good and drunk before bad movies? How about the man who has been an example of what it means to be a good dad and husband? Or the one who got ordained online so he could perform your marriage? Or is it the scholar and gentleman who shared half of his hard-earned Rob Spiewak fruitcake? All of those things don't make a friend. It defines a brother. So for my brother from another mother, Matt Stefan, I humbly request the TMOS birthday song. Thank you and good day, Kevin Gauthier. And unfortunately, we have no time for the song.
His letter is too long.
Very sweet, though.
That's good, very kind, very sweet.
Mike, you know, I first got into talk radio through the Sports Junkies into Don and Mike by a ride I used to get to WVU because I didn't have a car while I was in college.
Yes.
And the gentleman who used to drive me would always listen to WJFK. And he's like, hey, man, if we don't get into the car by X amount of time, we're going to miss both Don and Mike and the Junkies.
And that's
how I really got into talk radio.
Wow.
That's it. And now look at you now. Yes. Now you're on Delauded.
Yes.
Yes. And when would he touch you?
He would not touch me. He was my age.
All right. Here we're going to get, since we got a room full of people, we're going to cheer after what I say next. Okay. Everybody cheer really, really loudly. All right. I hold in my hand the last letter.
Yay!
May a disease yet prune your Mayberry bush. Hello, gentlemen. I wanted to file a complaint or form a complaint with the show. My son, Ben, is a two-sport athlete who is currently a 4.0 student. All was well until the TMOS virus infected him.
Oh.
Now he pronounce his words like barn in a weird DJ way. That would be bang.
Exactly.
But worst of all, when he beat his grandma at Domino's, he exclaimed, "In your face!" Much to my wife's chagrin. Ben is turning 12 next week, I thought a calming musical request might show him that it is not always appropriate to be funny. Rob, for my son's birthday, could you please play James Taylor's You're Smiling? Well, you know. Thanks for being contagious. Matt Youngworth, Appleton, Wisconsin.
Yeah. I don't even think we need to spin for this. Let's just play this. Okay?
Let's do it. Here we go. Hey, everybody. How you doing? This one's going out to the Sun 4.0 student. Fantastic. His name is Ben. Ben, always be funny because the world is a silly, silly place.
Whenever I see your smiling face.
There it is. Rob, start the show, you hump. We're done.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hey, this is cool. Kim Jong-un is one of my Facebook friends. I couldn't believe it. He's always liking my stuff. I like that. Thanks, Kim Jong-un. I read recently, absolute truth, they said Kim Jong-un is considering outlawing sarcasm in North Korea. Wow. I wonder if he proposed that to his team and one of his generals said, oh yeah, that'll work. I don't understand North Korea's public relations program. They keep releasing pictures of Kim Jong-un looking through binoculars. Is that supposed to intimidate us? Listen, if you can see your enemy through binoculars, you've already lost.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak. Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you're in the know. We're on air, on demand, and heard 24-7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Texture. I have been telling you about this app because I absolutely love it. This is the way for people that love magazines like I do to get them all. Get over 200 magazines on a smartphone or tablet, your smart device with Texture. You get the whole magazine plus unlimited access to over 200 additional premium titles. Here are some of the titles you can get: Entertainment Weekly, GQ, New Yorker, Golf Digest, and my personal favorite, Better Homes and Gardens.
Oh, yes.
I made a macrame plant holder for my spider plant. It is to die for. No, that is a joke. The truth is, I love Texture, and I love Vanity Fair, and I love Esquire, and I love Newsweek, and I love Golf Digest, and I love Golf Magazine, and I love them all. Magazines rock. Texture is totally searchable, has daily recommendations and exclusive interactive features, videos, and more. Texture means having your favorite magazines in their back issues anytime, anywhere, and no heavy lifting. So start your Texture trial for free. Go to texture.com/TMOS. If you choose to continue, our listeners will get Texture for just $9.99 a month. That's over 30% off their listed price with Texture. You'll never be out in the cold again because all of the hot magazines are right at your fingertips. Go to texture.com/TMOS to start your free trial today. That's texture.com/TMOS. Welcome. The gang is all back together. Yay! On the Mike O'Mara Show. Oscar, got a text from Oscar Sunday night that said, I hurt my back badly. I have been in bed and I am not sure I'll make the show on Sunday. And usually, you know, with any ailment, especially with our crew, we don't really fudge things. So when you get that, you know it's real. And as somebody who's suffered from back pain, I know that is just not fun at all. And it's tough. Like for my, I'll be honest with you, with painful things like me, I do the show from my home. They can wheel me in here and I can get it done. But the real task, especially with a back injury, I would assume, Oscar, would be getting up, going down a flight of stairs, getting into an Uber or a cab, coming up here, climbing up the stairs. They're just, I mean, motion. Back pain, is it your lower back, I would assume?
It's lower back, and to the point where I wanted to come in on Monday, and my wife, my lovely wife, said, are you crazy? Because I was I got up, was getting dressed, and she said, what are you doing? And I said, I got to go do the show. She said, there's no way you're going to even make it out the door.
I think it was the only thing that kept my father out of work.
Really?
When he was working, when I remember him working, when he would, and when my dad's would go out, it would go out. I remember one time where his back went out and he was flat on his back after like lifting some mulch or something in the garage and he was flat out. And I thought he'd like had a heart attack.
Oh my God.
I went in there and said, Dad, get your mother. And then he'd be in bed. He'd be in bed for 2 weeks and he finally had back
surgery. When he would do it, I mean, before surgery, back then, I mean, medicine hadn't advanced and they didn't have the painkillers.
It was a heating pad, basically.
Yeah, so did he just have to wait and let it mend?
Yeah, he would wait it out and let it resolve.
That's why they were real men. Because the pain that, again, just for perspective, I'm 39, right? I have never had, I've had back strain and back pain in the past, especially from CrossFit, where it was self-inflicted and I knew what I'd done, right?
Right.
I've never had this type of back injury where I was simply moving a piece of furniture and I felt what was essentially a rumble strip of seizing of my spine.
Oh, so you could feel it happening.
I could feel it drilling
like going
up,
into spasm.
Going into spasm.
So when you texted me on Sunday night that you were in pain and then you said, never try to save a baby armadillo, was that was that the painkillers
talking?
That was
talking? Me on meds.
So you actually, you pulled it moving furniture?
Well, no. This is the funny thing. On Friday, we had a great day at work. Everybody had a great day on the show. The evening went well. We had a quick business meeting down the street. Rofo came along. My business partner, Charlie, up here came along. Our business partner, Charlie. And I came back and I said, you know, before I leave, I want to move this one piece of equipment before I go home, right? And I literally was in a studio, two studios away from where Rofo was. And I picked up the piece of furniture and I felt right away the spasms start going through, right?
Right.
And anybody that's ever hurt their back, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It really is a gradual, I'm effed.
And yeah. it can manifest itself in any way. It can be sitting.
Yeah.
But lifting stuff is like almost numero uno, where yes, it can yes. always happen like that. And any kind of activity can do it.
I tried to shake it off. I was like, oh, this can't be that bad. And as soon as I took my first step, I fell to my knees and I said, well,
oh,
this isn't good.
How many times have you thrown it out in over the years? Like multiples?
I would say three in my lifetime. This is the third, and this is the worst, the absolute worst. The worst because also I had no control over how or why this was happening. Because when you're doing dumb deadlifts and CrossFit, which aren't healthy for you, you know that you're taking a risk, right? But when you're lifting a piece of furniture you're used to just lifting and not having a problem with, and you just do it wrong. And this also has to do a lot with your conditioning. I haven't been to the gym in 3 months. There's no chance there's any
app. Yeah, but the gym, I remember one of the worst I ever had was one more. I don't know whether if it was a squat or a sit-up with where you used to have the weight on your chest.
Yes.
You know, where you would do that.
Yeah.
But I think it was a squat, and it was like he wanted one more out of me.
Yeah.
And I felt literally a pop. And I went when that happened, I wanted to stab him in the eye. You know, I'm all for motivating trainers and stuff like that. But I think really ultimately we're going to get to a space where you're going to. I think the abs do protect the back.
Yes.
I think they're that. But I think that when you get that said to you by a medical professional who takes care of backs, beware. Because I think that people's backs are people's backs.
Yeah, and I already have really a history of degenerative disc disease. Like, I have all of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as I get older...
And by the way, that means that the little stuff that's in between your vertebrae, you don't have as much of it as other people.
Yeah.
That's the way that
you
works.
You don't. So because I'm a man's man, walk by the guys at the office like, my back's on fire. I'm just going to go home. I didn't even drive home because that's how much pain I was in. I took a Lyft home.
Right.
And then the Lyft guy that I jumped, I'm like, hey, man, he probably thought I was hammered. I was just in pain. I was like, just going down the street. And as soon as I walked in the house, I just laid on the floor of my little living room. And Shannon wasn't even home yet. I passed out. And then Shannon came home from work, and she's like, she starts screaming. She goes, are you okay? I'm like, please don't move me.
Were they screams of joy, though?
Might have been joy, because she knows what she's on the insurance policy.
I'm just curious whether they were screams of joy.
Honey, is the floor strong enough to hold you there?
The dog didn't care as much. He like hung out with me for a little while. And then
Did he snuggle?
No, he realized I wasn't playing with him. He went back to his bed. And then,
he didn't begin to feed on you, did he?
No.
Dogs do when there's like a corpse in the house.
There was an episode of Shameless this season where a dog ate a corpse in Fiona's apartment. Yeah,
you hear about that. That to me would be, that would really, you know, if I had the big one, you know, and, you know, hey, remember that guy, by the way, remember that guy I told you about that said, hey, if you ever go down, I'll be there for you. Talking about Carla, my wife. Guess who she bumped into in the grocery store?
Hey, that's good, huh?
That guy.
Yeah.
That guy. She told me yesterday, and I said, okay, did you say hi? Yeah, we had a few words. I said, did he circle back? Because that's the tell. Did he circle back? She said, yeah, he came back. And said, surprise. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We know, be careful. Yeah, we know what's going on there.
Hey, Mike, if you were to be eaten by a dog, which of your two dogs would do it?
Frankie first.
Yeah, well, he's faster.
Mm-hmm. And Frankie would be like small animals that go for like the soft spots, like the eyeballs.
You know, nasty. Like Suzanne Plachette in The Birds. Come on, we got no eyes. It burns.
I did get a window into Shannon's soul where Shannon.
This is interesting. Good. I'd like to know. How was she?
Okay, so when you marry someone, this is for all you millennials out there, they're still looking for love on Tinder and all the wrong places.
Sure.
When you go down, the true test is how the ones around you, the ones that you've made a commitment to, respond to you going down.
I think I know where this is going, but go ahead.
My wonderful wife took a throw blanket that might as well have been just a piece of newspaper.
Yeah, size of a diaper, clothes diaper.
Threw it over my body, left me in the living room. She thought, I guess, let's not move the man. And gave me a pillow and a glass of water that could be knocked over by whatever dog walks by at any moment, right? And she said, okay, let me know if you need anything, and promptly marched upstairs.
Ah! Wow.
So, hey, join the club. Join the club. That's the modern American marriage right now. That's it.
I didn't understand. I, the way I would have looked at it is this. If I'm in her shoes, I walk in, I see my
spouse.
No, I see the scholarship. Who's the guy who gives a scholarship? Who's the person?
Oscar.
No, the beneficiary.
The financial aid officer?
Yeah. I'm the financial aid office. The financial aid office has an earthquake.
Not going to happen.
An earthquake has happened. We need to rebuild it before it dies so I can live my life the rest of my life, right?
No, didn't even matter. It's going to be as needed. All care will be given on an as-needed basis. Yes. That is the modern woman. I believe that with all my heart and soul. And the fact is, that is the modern man. The greatest generation, many of whom are gone now, no longer, don't exist. The days of moms taking care of their families when they were sick and everything, those days are in the rearview mirror. Now it's like kill or be killed in the modern
literally
American
has a lot to
marriage.
Do with how much it affects you. If he had been laying in a place where he had been blocking the steps, then maybe
she would have attempted to move him.
Maybe a full path, right? Full path.
That's your fault.
Let me ask this, because of her phenomenal flexibility due to what she does for a living. She is a yoga instructor. Yes. You hear stories about, does she lecture you on flexibility issues?
Absolutely. All the time. Right.
So she tells you, Oscar, if you would just do this.
Enough caring and love and reinforcement, enough to say thanks for paying the mortgage, right? And they're moving on with their life. So at 2 a.m., I wake up in what is another round of spasms because for some reason it comes in waves, right?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, Shannon! And I hear, what? I said, can you please call my brother or sister? There is something seriously wrong, right?
By the way, you know, that doesn't happen to you if you get the product that I've been talking about for years.
What's the product?
Sleep Number Bed.
Probably.
Because you said you put it on the granite setting, which I have it on all the time. Yeah, and it just literally, I guarantee you sleep on a soft mattress.
All the time.
You sleep on some tiny mini home soft mattress.
It costs $800, Mike. I don't know what to tell you.
I know. I know it does. I know.
You're right. No, but you're right. She stomps downstairs. She goes, do you really want to wake them at this hour? They're going to think there's a big problem. And so the guilt trip is on me now to call or not to call, right? I say, well, okay, I think I can make it till 6. She'll be up at 6 because she has rounds at 6. So let's wait till 6. So I say, give me 10 Advil, and then we'll call it in the morning, right?
Are you ready for a tip from me?
Yes.
You know I'm a long sufferer. I have the same condition. If you can't do that, sleep on the floor. I am not kidding.
I've been on the floor the whole time. She left me at the floor.
Did you sleep at 2 o'clock? Were you on the floor at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Again, she threw the newspaper on top of me and a glass of water and rolled upstairs.
That's where you were. So literally motionless.
Yes. Oh, God, she's watching Netflix upstairs, loving her life.
That's terrible, but I got a break for commercials. Okay, yes. Okay, we will take
a
break.
There is
a
good
here.
Conclusion.
All right, well, we'll wrap this up when we come back. And Rob was doing some engineering for our good friend Gilbert Gottfried yesterday. Mm-hmm. We'll talk to him about that. And lots more fun and thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back.
Hello, sports fans. Jim Amato here, coming to you from the Steel City Studios. On this week's AmeriCast, Marcus Serta is in the Green Mountain Studios. And with amazing technology left over from 1996, we have a look back at the past week from More Broadcasting. Get the show now and listen. You can download it on the TMOS app, on iTunes, or at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
No animals were harmed during this week's show or the making of this promo.
Jim Amato, thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. What if you could make one financial move that would save you money all year long? I've been saying this for 500 times. Let me tell you about Cornerstone First Financial, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Cornerstone First Financial, they are our neighbors in Washington, D.C.
They rock and roll.
They do an amazing job for us, and they will help you, because the fact is, if you are going out to refi or you are going to get your own house and you are, say, first-timer and doing the financing thing, you want a friend.
Yes.
And I will tell you, if you reach out to Cornerstone First Financial because you heard it on this show, you will know we have personal experience. Oscar's done it. Oscar's family has done it. I have met the people at Cornerstone First Financial.
Our listeners have done it, Mike.
Yes.
They are good folks. So let me tell you where the advantage comes in with that. You go to Cornerstone First Financial. You can't dispute their competence. They're some of the best in the business. But the fact is, if you say you heard about them through this show, you will actually be able to have a connection with somebody that really, really cares.
Yes.
We've had listeners that have reached out. Listeners that are in other states where Cornerstone First Financial helped them out of the goodness of their own hearts.
Yes.
The fact is, they're good people at Cornerstone First Financial. And all you have to do is reach out to them and go to cornerstonefirst.com, and they will help you. They're licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. And they can help you. And I threw away the phone number, but just go to our website and check out.
We got a banner right
on through.
Banner right there.
Cornerstone First Financial. They are good folks. They got a cute little dog down there sometimes called
Tater.
Is Tater still with us?
He's still running that office.
All right. Well, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. So, yeah, all right. I was going to say sleep on the floor, but if you're on that, you know, there's no firmer substance.
I'm left for dead on the first floor, right?
Well, you know
right,
what? His floor is not that firm because, remember, it's been sanded down paper thin.
Yes,
so
that's
you
right.
need
so
a harder floor.
Better than my mattress, right?
Sure.
Very good.
Wake up. Thank God my sister was on call all night.
Did you make it till 6?
I made it till 6.
Okay.
Shannon calls. My sister gets on the phone. She says, look, this happens to me at least once a year. You're out for 3 days. Don't push it. Because if you get...
So it's a family thing.
It's a family thing,
okay.
She says. Mm-hmm. And my dad doesn't get it, but my brother doesn't get it. But my sister and I, she said, if this happened to you this early in life, you're going to continue getting this, but this is your protocol. When you get hurt, take it easy. Like literally she goes 48 to 72 hours in bed. That's it, right? And you know me, I don't...
Ice or heat?
Ice. Ice, okay. And then she had a plethora of pinatas of meds that I needed to be on, right? and I said, okay, I'll take all the meds you got. Tell me when to get them and how to get them, right?
Right.
So my girl goes and gets the meds. We get
that was nice of her.
She does. We get another doctor to get them because clearly you can't prescribe your own family.
Right.
So yada, yada, yada. It's all legal. And she... My girl reads me the instructions that every 4 hours I have to take these meds, right? So I take these meds. I pass out. I'm laid out. Like, I don't know what's going on. I wake up at 8 p.m. I took the meds at 10, and I said, hey, don't I need another round of meds? And she says, oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you. You had to take these meds 4 hours ago.
So your pain has come back.
I'm laying in pain the whole time.
Got to stay ahead of the pain. Got to stay ahead of it.
I've awakened you to take more
meds.
Yeah,
and I said, Peach, what were you doing this whole time I was just sleeping and dying in this bed? And she said, well, I saw that Santos had dug a hole in the backyard, so I was trying to help out the backyard. I said, Santos does not pay the bills. You got to keep me alive.
Poor Shannon, Rob. Poor
I know.
Shannon is
poor
suffering.
Poor put
with
upon
this,
Sharon.
With
Shannon.
This man
Sharon.
Who is
I
just
wish
a
it was Sharon.
Right
she
now.
Probably would have nicer. So then.
I said Shannon.
So then my mom, because
she's drugged up.
She's super mom. Right?
Yeah.
My mom knocks on the door at 8 p.m., 8:30-ish.
She came all the way to your house?
With Papa, who's a doctor as well.
Oh.
With chicken soup and food.
Oh, in the evening?
Yes, because you know who wasn't feeding me? Sharon!
That's
Sharon
right.
wasn't feeding me!
Why
Sharon
are you calling
Katie?
Her Sharon?
Because I slipped and called her Sharon.
Yes.
Oh, okay, all right.
Shannon wasn't feeding me. They knew something was up. They knew the gringo wasn't going to take care of me. So then they showed up with food, right? So, and my eyes must have looked like flying saucers because they would have been like, oh my God, this man's been trapped in here and she's trying to kill him.
I wonder if he had a Jack and Coke eyes on.
I probably did. It was all meds.
Did dad do an examination?
Full examination as he should. He still remembers his practice. He said, Oscar, this is...
I think we should put him down.
I hired... this is serious. And I canceled all my appointments on Saturday. Had to cancel all my appointments on Sunday. He said, you are not going... You cannot go to work maybe Monday, but this is what you have to do. So he gave me a full workup and said, this is where you're at right now. And I said, Dad, I'm scared because I've never felt this incapacitated in my life.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if you treat your body like you treat your cars and what you put into it, really, you have to understand that's the result. For example, he goes,
Is he talking about booze?
He said, booze, drugs, weed, food, carbs, everything, because he noticed that I'd gained some weight, right?
Carbs?
He said.
Rob just heard carbs. Yes, Rob.
He said, if your estomago wasn't as big as it was, which is, hey, if you weren't such a fatty, your back,
I should be such a fatty.
Your back, right. Your back probably wouldn't have given out so easily.
I believe that.
He goes, you're not.
But it's also something where you've got skinny guys that I've. Rail thin guys, yeah. I've known that have this. If you've got degenerative disc disease, you got degenerative disc disease.
To keep up with the car analogy, he's like a performance car. You and I are like Tahoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Booze
is one of the worst things you can put
in.
Yeah, yeah.
So he said you have to make some life changes, and I took that to heart. And right. Then he said, and I can tell that Shannon isn't taking care of you. In Spanish, he says.
I said,
Dad, don't be that way. And he goes, Oscar, you're laying on the floor of your foyer. Like, he's like, this is your medical bench. I said, I couldn't make it upstairs. He goes, you can if somebody helped you.
Yeah.
Oh, no. She's got a tough road to hoe.
And that really does put it into perspective when you say you're laying in your foyer. Yeah.
So
that Shannon hadn't happened since you passed out in Los Angeles.
Shannon's just sitting there over in the corner with her eyes like this.
She keeps taking selfies of herself with today's newspaper just in case.
Right.
Okay. So day goes by, next day feeling a little better, knock on the door, 11 a.m. My parents are back with a new type of suit. Right?
That's so cool that they did that for you.
And with a bunch of Eastern medicines, probably illegal, who knows? They put them all over my body. And then
topical stuff,
right?
Oh, like menthol and
from Eastern Asia, wherever they got it.
What's the stuff she used to rub on your chest?
Menti-san. That wasn't it. Menti-san, it was nothing sexual.
What
was it called?
What was it again?
Menti-san.
That's Bolivian vapor rub.
Yes.
I know that was on the other show.
Yeah. No, it's been on this show.
I never heard that bit on Big O and Duke. So yeah. I never heard that. So
there was a moment when I was 31 for the interns here that I had to move home for a little stretch because I was saving to buy a house.
Yeah,
and I had a flu, and my mom came into my childhood bedroom, and she started rubbing the Vicks Vapor Rub called Menti Sun on my chest. And at that point, she said, "Oh, do you need a waxing on your chest?" And I said that on the air, and everybody thought that I was banging my mom, and it got really awkward. Because she said that I should wax my chest after she was taken
This
care
might
of.
Be the oh first God. Genuine smile I've seen yes. on Jessica since yes. she started yes. her internship. I think she likes this story.
Very awkward. But this was all medical, right?
Oh
no, like Oedipus syndrome or whatever like
thank
that.
You.
Right? Thank you.
So, excuse me. Sorry about that.
Do you
I'm
have
sorry.
A 4-ounce jar of Oedipus vapor rub, please?
Oh, God. But 2 days in a row, they come
two
over
days.
To take care
two
of
days,
you.
Right?
Oh, wow.
Which felt amazing because I thought
did your mom and your wife get into a fight during
they,
that
they
time
they did
at all?
Not because my wife.
Your tone almost Arch Campbell-y. Yes. So.
You know, it's pretty inevitable.
But my wife, she is quick to act when she sees the eyebrow and the tone of, how come he doesn't have any water? How come he doesn't have this? Do you have this?
Might be on your folks' side on this one.
Right? That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, right? She goes, do you have an egg timer so you can give him his medicine? Because it seems to me that he doesn't have his medicine in the right time.
An egg timer? You don't need it every 11 minutes.
Well, whatever it is. Right?
Like a timer.
Yeah, a timer. So they leave. Big hug. A lot of soup is left. A lot of French bread, right?
Nice.
So at that point, I say, this is Sunday. I say, all right, thanks, Mom. Love you guys. They give me a big hug. I think that is it. Monday, I get a call early in the morning, 7:30. My dad's like, are you going to work? I said, Dad, I can barely make it down the stairs. This isn't working out. He goes, all right, your mom and I come with soup again at 11 a.m.
How is his tone? Because it's 3 days and three different kinds of soup.
I think they are excited to help.
Okay, good.
Because they've had nothing else to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, at this point, I tell my wonderful wife, hey, Mom and Dad are coming back again. Let's straighten up the place. Let's get me off the floor. Let's pretend. Let's pretend like I haven't been living here for 3 days.
Okay.
So
Monday when you text that you're not coming in, you're still in the foyer on the floor?
I know. I finally made up the stairs.
Okay, good.
10 minutes prior to texting everybody, I was like, I just got to get back up on that
right.
bed. Mm-hmm. Now, the first floor for any home is the clean floor. The second floor is what you don't want guests to see, especially if you've been living in shambles, right?
I understand.
My mom walks up. We close the door to what is the office slash bedroom slash closet. She, because she's nosy, opens up that door and says, Shannon?
Oh.
And I'm in the bedroom, so there's no me slinking out of bed and crawling over to talk to my mom, tell her to close the door, leave us alone.
Mm-hmm.
She says, Shannon? And then she says, ¿Qué es esto? Which means, what's this? What's this is where we hid everything when we knew they were coming over for the third time, right? Just like a kid would hide everything under their bed in the dorm room.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my mom does not mince words. All she does is yell and accuse. And God bless her, that's who I am today, right?
Oh, my God. What does she see? She just sees...
Mess.
She sees computers with laundry on top. Everything's going wrong. There is literally shoes everywhere. There's sheets that we haven't cleaned.
And your mother's not happy about this.
My mom has no respect for filth. And I respect that as well, right?
Mm.
But I can't do anything in my infirm state. Who am I going to yell at? Myself. I can't clean it up, right?
I understand, Bruce.
So...
I understand.
You're supposed to be on my side.
I understand.
I yelled to my mom. I said, Mom, that door was closed for a reason. Can you please not open up closed doors? And then she started crying and said that, wow, this is not my house. Am I imposing? And then her and Shannon don't cry, but they start saying, I'm sorry about this dirty room. Meanwhile, I'm still dying in the bedroom. No one's helping me out. They're having their own Hallmark moment in the hallway.
Where's Dad?
Dad's downstairs because Dad can't hear anything, so he can't get upstairs and save me.
Jesus. This is like,
and
you don't need
they
this.
Made me
the
order
tension you don't
the
need.
Spanish soccer package because Real Madrid was playing at 2:15.
Oh, my God.
So I paid another $40 for one game. Now.
When did they leave?
They left.
How long? What was their total time there?
Oh, I thought they were going to be there for an hour. They left after the game. They stayed for the entire game.
And soccer games are like 10 hours long.
Were you
right?
able to at least watch the game?
No, I was upstairs. They were being entertained downstairs with the soup they brought and ate in my bedroom.
You were too infirm to enjoy the
game. I just laid in the bed.
Did they bring you any soup?
I got a little soup, but when you're on all these meds, you can't eat that much. You just get sick, right?
Yeah.
So, main reason I'm back here is because I don't need any more soup, and I told them I'm going to work. So I'm hiding out here. I love
and
my
I'm
parents.
Trying to get your Oscar insults into my soundboard.
It's okay.
I'm having trouble.
But know this.
That.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Ladin family, they're good on both sides, but they're a grind on both sides. They're good when you're sick. They're good to celebrate with, but there's no happy middle. Like they will insult you left and right on either side. They will find a way to break you down into the little kid you were when you came to this country or when you emigrated or when you came across the Rio Grande to remind you what they've done for you.
You paint a very, very vivid picture of your mother.
Very, very. Did you drink like a bottle of Crown last night?
No, I didn't drink anything last night.
Okay, I'm just curious.
You paint a very, very vivid picture of your mother, and you always have.
Hey, we're all glad Oscar's back today, said no one ever.
I'm just wondering,
Oscar, you're back today, and I want you to know that you were missed by the guy I gave $10 to try to hit you with his car. Oscar, I know you're still nursing a hurt back, and we really appreciate you coming in today because we know how sensitive you can be when you're on your period.
Wow.
Yeah, right. You can be a real dick.
Hey, we got to take a break, okay? I mean, this is like a run-on sentence here. Feel better, Oscar.
Thank you. Come back.
We will take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
A reading from the book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 35. He himself said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." So, be like the big guy in the sky. Give the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Just click the Gift Bonus Show banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It's blessedly simple to do, and you're sharing the gospel of the world's most beloved podcast. Plus, You can send the gift certificates directly to the recipient so that they can start enjoying the bonus show right away. Be generous. Be selfless. Be a giver. The future of our show depends on it forever and ever.
There's somebody in the room that ought to listen to this commercial right now.
Okay.
There aren't a lot of things that you can depend on in this life, but I can promise you this.
Oscar?
My Sleep Number bed never lets me down. Mm-hmm. This is for both of you guys.
Yeah.
Okay? If you hang around waiting for a better discount, you're probably not going to get a great bed. Okay? The fact is, this is a... I haven't replaced my mattress in years because of its durability and its quality. And there is no product in my house that is better for my back health than my Sleep Number bed. I'm not kidding you.
I'm
directing this to yes. Mr. Oscar Santana and Mr. Rob Spiewak. My Sleep Number bed never lets me down. That is the truth. No matter how I feel when I go to bed at night, I know I'm going to wake up feeling my best. A good night's sleep makes you feel better all over, so you're better prepared for the day ahead. That's why I love my Sleep Number bed. It lets you choose your ideal comfort and support on each side, and you adjust that sometimes when you have physical maladies. I swear to God, it's true. They even have an adjustment to prevent snoring. Does your bed do that? Of course it doesn't. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. In honor of 52 years of football's favorite Sunday, you can take $52 off any item over $100 from Sleep Number. Oh, and by the way, have you tried Sleep Number's pillows? I use those too.
They're amazing.
They're amazing. Visit sleepnumber.com/big game. That's sleepnumber.com/big game to get your $52 coupon now through February 4th. Again, that's sleepnumber.com/big game, and be sure to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. It is really, really an incredible product. You're going to love it. Now, yesterday, Rob Spiewak told me that he was engineering an interview for the Gilbert Gottfried podcast, and
yes.
You traveled out there. Was it successful?
It was. It was
were
very easy.
Were there any major mishaps?
No, but it was a little weird.
But were there any, did it go off as scheduled?
No snafus?
It did.
Was the person satisfied with the results?
Yes.
Were you complimented on your work?
I was.
A true professional.
It's all we need, right?
Yeah.
But it was...
Nothing really bad happened, so...
No, but he had to travel. He had to travel far, a
where
distance.
Did you have to travel to?
Western Maryland. It was about a two-hour ride for me, a little less than 2 hours. But it was it came about by a very weird coincidence. You know, we chased Gilbert for a long time to get him on the show to promote his documentary, Gilbert.
Yes.
And then he got
on the show and he did a Yakov Smirnoff joke for 45 minutes.
In America.
Yeah, exactly. Back hurts you.
Country. Yes. In America, you record interview. In Russia, they record
interview
you.
Interview record you. What a country.
So at the end of last year, I was actually writing an email to see if Gilbert would be available when I get a pop-up email that says it's from Dara Gottfried, which is his wife. So I'm thinking that's creepy because I'm writing to him and
about being on the show,
and I get an email from his wife. Mm-hmm. And it turns out his wife used to be a record promoter, and she knows Steve Mons, the general manager at The Wave in Ocean City.
Small world.
And he's
hi, Steve.
And she wrote him saying, "Do you know anyone in the DC area
radio station, by the way,
that could engineer an away interview for us?" And he brought up my name, so she contacted me. So that's actually how we got the inroad to get Gilbert on the show to promote his documentary. Mm-hmm. But I said, "Yeah, I would do this." And the interview was with a guy named Eddie Deason. You would know him if you saw him. He played nerds in a lot
of. He's the guy that always talks like that.
Yeah.
He's the guy that is in the movies and he talks like that. I want to do that. Hi, who are you?
He was Eugene in Greece. He was in 1941. And he also did a voice in Polar Express.
I'd listen to the show just to hear Gilbert Gottfried talking to Eddie Deason. You're like,
when you decided.
I don't know, Gilbert. What about you?
Did he do that voice the whole time?
That's his voice.
Oh, my God.
He ends a lot of his sentences, like, ask me a question, and I'll answer it like Eddie Deason.
Eddie, how is your movie career going?
The movie career is going really good. Yeah.
Oh, God.
He ends a lot of his sentences first person.
Well, the thing is that he's not in Hollywood anymore. He's back to his hometown in Western Maryland, and he's living in a hotel. So the weird thing was going in and... calling and saying, "Hi, Eddie, it's Rob."
Not like Al Capone living in a
like
hotel,
a witness though, protection right? program situation.
No, it's a smaller room. Yeah. And so I call and I say, Eddie, and I assume the number I'm given is like Eddie's cell phone because I'm going to say I'm coming on up. Well, no, right. It's the front desk.
And I had, of the hotel?
Yeah, I say, could I have room, you know, whatever, 419? And they say, do you know the guest name? I said, yes, and I give it, and they ring me through. I say, hi, it's Rob with the Gilbert Gottfried podcast. I'm coming on up if that's okay. Sure, come on up, yeah. And so I go up and I bring
the way, I love this.
Bring the equipment, great. Knock on the door. He's on the top floor of the hotel, so we go up six floors. I go into his room, and...
Do you had to walk six floors?
No, it was an elevator, of course.
Oh, an elevator. Okay.
But the weird thing is that he's got this hotel room...
Can I
room.
Ask one question?
Sure,
I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt.
Not at all.
Did the elevator open to, like, a landing, or did it open to a hallway?
Just a hallway.
Open air?
It, so it's...
Yeah.
It's just not a place. Motel, it's a hotel.
It's a hotel, yeah. And okay. No expense right. was spared. And okay. so, but it is a room with... two double beds, and I have to assume he's been there quite a while because he has artwork hanging on the wall and things stacked around, lots of books, lots of food, canned foods, non-perishable items, because he's living in a hotel.
Maybe it's a press junket.
Could be.
That come up during the interview as to why he's living in the hotel?
It didn't come up, no. They didn't okay. mention it.
All right.
But okay. he was very, very nice and very
was
together.
Was it clean? Was
yes,
the room clean?
Absolutely. And okay. he offered me a soda, and I took him up on it, and I set up the microphones. And what they did is, because they're in New York City, it's the Gilbert's podcast is co-hosted by a guy named Frank Santopadre, nice guy. And they're on Skype with Eddie, so he's on Skype with headphones talking to them, but I'm recording him in the room. So I've got two tape recorders, a primary and a backup. So... I will mail them or email them the clean audio of Eddie's voice,
and
they'll mix it down.
Yes. Okay.
And it was a fascinating interview because he's worked with Steven Spielberg and John Belushi and Tom Hanks and all these people, and he had a lot of good stuff to tell.
If you saw a picture of this guy, he is the ultimate Revenge of the Nerds guy. He's the skinny guy that's kind
of... As a matter of fact, he talked about this. He was up for the role in Revenge of the Nerds, and they said, no, the gimmick is we want non-nerds to play it. You can't play yourself.
Oh, okay. All right, so he can't play the nerd. What would be the most famous role that he's had?
I would say because of the longevity of the movie Grease, he played Eugene, the nerd, in Grease and Grease 2. Okay. You would know him from right. that. But also very good in 1941. He's up in the Ferris wheel with Murray Hamilton. It's another good role
you,
for him.
Because being the huge Grease fan that you are, you can... Yeah, I mean, this was pretty cool for you to meet.
Very cool. Right? And I got to make, small talk. I said, my daughter was in Grease when she was in middle school, and we talked about it. It's the 40th anniversary of Grease. And
did he appear... A guy that lives in a hotel with books stacked up, did he appear to be normal?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
And, right.
How many jars were in the room?
Jars?
Yeah. Of his own issue.
Thank you,
I'm
Mike.
Sorry.
Thank you, Mike.
I'm sorry. I just had to say that.
He was building a large spruce
like Howard
airplane.
Hughes. Like Howard Hughes.
Yes, exactly.
How did the date end?
The date ended with a gentle but firm kiss. And home to bed. What a day.
So, no. But it was okay?
Yeah, or? It was fine. But
was it a great experience for you because you're such a file, right?
It was. Hollywood. It was a weird mix because I would... say that it was a very positive experience and a very nice guy to meet. And it turns out his three favorite things in the world, who knew this, are the Beatles, the Marx Brothers, and the Three Stooges. So we had plenty to talk about
after
the interview.
Did you go out dinner afterwards?
No, but he did come down to my car as I was leaving and asked if I stole his computer mouse.
What?
I don't think he thought I stole it.
Hold on. Rob.
You're fast forwarding.
God. Okay.
Slow down.
So that's not normal.
No, he couldn't find
his
computer mouse.
He lives in a hotel with books and he thought you stole his computer mouse.
You know what?
By the way, who owns a mouse? It all is a trackpad these days.
Stealing is a strong word.
I live in a hotel. Come on.
Did you take it? Yeah. Did you take it? Yeah.
All right.
But anyway, I did not take his mouse.
Okay, wait. Where was the mouse where you would have taken it?
Well, I could have put it in my bag. And I don't know that he was accusing me of stealing. Maybe he thought I accidentally packed it. But
did
he did
you pack
wonder,
it?
No.
Did he look in your bag while you were looking in your bag?
No, and he didn't accuse me enough. I said, I will take a look through my bag before I go, and if I have it, I'll bring it up to you. Okay, yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
So, but that was an odd... I did not expect to see him in the parking lot.
Then when you said... All right, personality assessment of this man.
Okay.
Overall.
I think he is sort of an old school guy that fell into a niche in Hollywood. And I'm not sure that niche exists anymore. And I think he tries to sort of prolong that persona. He does a lot of signing shows. He travels to a lot of signing shows and does that, and still does occasional voice work, he says. But okay. I think that Hollywood has sort of forgotten him.
Was it a sad true Hollywood story or a yes, true good Hollywood point. Story?
Good. That's sad is the word I wanted to ask.
It was a happy ride with a sad destination.
Oh, no.
Thank you. All right. That's all we need. Thank you very much.
Thank
all
you.
Right, listen to it on the Gilbert Gottfried podcast.
And, I think you'll enjoy it.
What episode
sure
is it going to be
make sure
on?
The check clears. That's important. What was that, Oscar? What was
when
that
last
when
does it air? Thing? I would like to know, at least.
I do not have a date yet. I sent up the files last night. I imagine in the next few weeks. I'll tell it.
Did when you
it
have regret driving home?
Or sadness driving home?
No, I had great joy because I got out of there with my life.
Right, very good. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Where you watch the big game is every bit as important as who's in it. Make your destination Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. Jimmy's has the best wings, the coldest beer, and your friends from the Mike O'Meara Show. Sunday, February 4th. Watch the game on big screen TVs with Mike, Oscar, and Rob. Make your reservations at 703-435-JIMS. And don't miss the grand opening of the long-awaited, highly anticipated Buffalo Wing. Sunday, February 4th at Jimmy's in Herndon, Virginia. A full day of big-time, big-game fun. The previous details are largely still up in the air. Whether or not the Buffalo Wing will actually be ready for the party is not guaranteed. There may or may not be working bathrooms. You can count on constant PA announcements from Jimmy Cerrito, guaranteeing that you'll miss all the key commercials during the broadcast. Stephen Douglas McIntyre will be seated at the head of the table for 300 patrons. Whether happy or sad, Zoolander may cry. Todd Moore will be tall. Adrian will be short. The promise of a ribbon cutting and a grand opening before kickoff was made with the word promise in air quotes. The big game at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. Keep your fingers crossed.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Tomorrow we will make every effort in the world to get Jimmy Cerrito on the show to find out if indeed there will be the ribbon cutting for the opening of the
yes.
Wing, where I am scheduled to be there at 4 p.m. with the mayor of Herndon.
I'll be there early as well, Mike.
Lisa Merkel.
Lisa Merkel, and we'll pin Jimmy down and find out. I'm not sure. Could be. Look, I've done those inspections. They can happen on Saturday
yes.
before a Sunday. They can do it yep. that way. But we'll see what he thinks, and in any event, we're going to have the wing open that day. That's
yes.
what Jimmy tells me.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll all be there for the big game, and we want to see you there. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Everyone knows that Amazon is the best. If you need it, Amazon has it. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day?
Gentlemen, when you throw out your back and you can't answer your front door bell, why not know what's outside by getting a Skybell HD Silver Wi-Fi doorbell? I can lay on the ground of my floor and know that my package is outside.
You can lay on the ground of your floor.
Let him do
would
the best
like
he can.
Would you like another med? Would you like another med?
I'm just saying. I'm just
you
saying.
You can be flat on your back, on your floor,
yes.
in your home,
yes.
and you can see outside.
That no one is stealing my package, and my package is being dropped off.
Did you see that porch pirate over the weekend that ran and grabbed a package, fell, and twisted
yes.
her ankle? Yeah,
absolutely.
You see, this is why you need this doorbell.
It's available on Amazon. It is affordably priced. You cannot go wrong. Right there, find the link on MikeO'MearaShow.com.
Very exciting. Amazon really does have everything. You can find that doorbell and more at MikeO'MearaShow.com. Thank you very much, Oscar Santana.
News.
There we go. Thank you.
Boo.
I've given Tom Brady as hard a time as anybody has on this particular show. I'll be honest with you. But on this one, I'm on Team Brady. I'll be honest with you, as a father. Tom Brady calls in weekly to the Boston Sports Talk Radio behemoth WEEI. That's the big one up there
yeah.
that's a monster. I've listened to WEEI. I can listen to it for about 2 minutes because it's just filled with these pricks.
Are they
Boston
angry?
Sports Talk.
Are they angry?
Yeah, it's just
you know how much they pay them, Mike, on average to call
how
in?
How much?
$60K
to
one quick phone call after the big game on Monday, depending.
$60K per call?
No, for the season.
Oh, okay, but
you're
still
talking about 12 calls.
Yeah,
if you
it's
go Super
really
Bowl 16 calls.
It's really Tom Brady calling in to support the team. That's
yes,
why.
That's all it is, right?
I'm
saying that athletes don't have to do this. Is no, what I'm saying.
That's the same money they paid Norv Turner to call your show, isn't it?
He used to call in Tom Brady. He's mad at the station right now because last week one of their guys said something nasty about his 5-year-old daughter. The guy's name is Alex Reimer. He was talking about Brady's new online show, Tom versus Time, and he said Tom's daughter Vivian was acting like, quote, an annoying little pissant. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm Tom Brady, and I hear that, and I listen to that. I'm feel the same way. It's a 5-year-old.
Yeah.
Now, when Tom goes on WEEI, he does the Kirk and Callahan show.
I'm Kirk. I'm Callahan.
Morning show.
Is that the Red Sox?
Not the Kirk. Are you sure it's not the Kirk you used to work with?
No, I don't believe so.
Oh, no. Okay, because he's another radio guy.
No, because, yeah, absolutely. This Reimer guy was not on the show when he said that, but he does appear on it sometimes. Reimer was actually suspended for his comments, but that wasn't good enough for Brady. During his weekly appearance on Kirk and Callahan yesterday, he wasn't in a good mood. He said, quote, I've tried to come on this show for many years and showed you guys a lot of respect. I've always tried to come on and do a good job for you guys. It's very disappointing. My daughter or any child, they certainly don't deserve that. Bingo. I agree. Then he ended his interview saying, I really don't have much to say this morning. Maybe I'll speak to you guys some other time. And I'm sorry. It's a parent-father thing. And it's not a father of a 25-year-old.
Right.
It's the father of a 5-year-old. So if you're doing your little irreverent, tough guy, BS sports talk, and they all think they're tough guys who none of them could be in a foxhole with you, and
right.
they drive me nuts. And it pisses me off, too.
And the broadcaster was a kid, and by a kid, I mean mid-20s.
Right.
He was trying to be irreverent.
Trying to be a tough guy. I'll call a 5-year-old a piss.
That Tom Brady, as much as you want to hate him.
As much as you want to hate him, right?
He addresses it. He says, it looks like I'm going to have to reevaluate our relationship.
Absolutely.
Because he doesn't need the money.
No.
Yeah, he doesn't need the money. And it's just, you know, come on. You can say a lot. I think being irreverent about adults and people in the public eye I think it's fine.
Yeah.
I do it all the time. I made a career out of doing it. When you do it about a child, you're a moron. You're a dope.
Yep.
And shut the big guy down. Go further than the suspension. Look, I'm not talking about suspending because Tom got mad. Just common decency.
Yeah, learn a lesson.
And savviness of a broadcaster.
Common sense.
You know what I mean?
Common sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be bright. You got to know where the line is, guys. If you do this line of work, you got to be aware of it. Period. It's been a long time coming, but the Cleveland Indians are finally abandoning their controversial Chief Wahoo logo next year.
Hmm.
Are you listening, Washington? The team has been phasing Chief Wahoo out for years, so it's already been disappearing from stadium signage and merchandise. But beginning in 2019, the logo will not appear on players' uniforms, billboards, or advertising. The Indians will still sell nostalgia merchandise featuring Chief Wahoo, apparently so they can continue to hold the trademark. This merchandise will not be available through Major League Baseball, only at souvenir shops in Cleveland. Technically, this means the team will still profit off Chief Wahoo, but they weren't using Chief Wahoo. If they weren't using it, someone else could swoop in and take it over. By maintaining the trademark, the team controls how and when it's used. So looking at glass half full style here, selling minimal amounts of nostalgia merchandise could be the best way to suppress the usage of the offensive
logo.
It
remains to be seen, though, how far they roll out nostalgia merchandise.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Native American
Step
groups
in the right direction.
Absolutely.
They've been protesting the logo since at least 1971, so it's not like this is just a reaction to modern day political correctness. This is, I remember way back in the day that they were, you know, bitching about this particular thing.
Genius on both sides, because you get to win on both sides. Those who have the nostalgia, and then the new fans who don't care about it will buy the new gear. The nostalgia
will
eventually fade away.
And I think that really that's a way the Redskins could have their cake and eat it too.
Solid blueprint.
Mm-hmm. If it was just a logo issue.
Yeah.
If you change that logo, you could go a long way to doing that. However, you know, the Redskins, whether you like the idea or not, I have to just say this. It is the probably most racist name for a team in modern sports. It is.
Oh, it is.
Deal with it. It is. And you know, I mean, you got to figure it out. And at some point, you'll get there, but not with this ownership.
Won't
happen when he's there. If you could invest in the movies, it might be this might be close to a sure thing. I believe this with all of my heart.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks will play Mr. Rogers in a movie called You Are My Friend. The script is based on a profile written about Mr. Rogers for Esquire 20 years ago by a guy named Tom Junod, a cynical journalist who didn't really want to take the assignment, but whose life was transformed by the end of it. The real Fred Rogers died in 2003 at the age of 74, and I've heard amazing things about this guy, and I just cannot wait. And Tom Hanks is a perfect choice to do this. I really think it'll be true.
You know what's weird? If you look back on Tom Hanks' career, he's played a lot of biographical people. He played does. Disney.
He doesn't shy away from that.
He played Sullenberger, and now he's playing Mr. Right. These are really recognizable people. That's a brave
move.
Will
you see the post this week? You might have seen it.
Oh, that's right. He paid Ben Bradley, too.
I did not, because there were too many old people in the
lobby. Please go. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. You're absolutely going to love it.
I'll put it on the list. I got to say, if your spouse is unbelievably messy and you want to shame them into changing, going viral with a list of all the filthy things they do is a pretty decent strategy.
A husband in Brisbane, Australia, wrote a letter to his wife last week, and he taped it to the bathroom mirror. He's asking her to do things like not using his deodorant and razor, putting towels on hooks instead of the floor, and flushing the toilet.
Oh, God.
A picture of the letter on the bathroom mirror went viral with all the details, and she's a little upset.
You know, the unflushed toilet also went viral.
Yeah, that's nasty too. Let's get this.
G'day, mate. Tiny kangaroo. Is that Vegemite?
Oh, no.
Anyway, the BBC just enlisted a group of scientists to rank the 100 healthiest foods in the world based on all of the nutrients they contain. And number 8 is pork fat.
Yes!
There you go, Rob.
All
they say
right.
It's a good source pork of rind. B vitamins and minerals. Who knew? Anyway, the top 10 healthiest foods are almonds. What is cherimoya fruit? Does anybody know what
cherimoya? Yeah, I grew up with cherimoya.
Amazingly healthy.
Yeah,
cherimoya fruit.
It looks foreign.
Yeah, and it's so good for your back.
You know what, Rob? Is it too soon?
What does it taste like? Is it delicious?
It's delicious. It's like a pomegranate type of fruit.
Okay. Ocean perch is another one.
Okay,
flatfish, another one. Chia seeds, pumpkin seeds, Swiss chard. There's pork fat at number 8. Beet greens and snappy. That's another one. A lot of fish.
My grandfather had two chirimoya trees in his yard in Bolivia. He died when he was 98 years old.
Fell out of the
How
tree.
Long were the trees on his yard?
I'm a little loopy.
You're doing a good job. Welcome back. We're glad
you know what? Swiss chard is great cooked with pork fat.
Is it real? Well,
yeah.
There you go. Make yourself a pot this weekend.
Yeah.
Now a little something. Back in March of 2015.
I'll just be on here hanging out.
Back in March of 2015, a chef named David Kupferstein went to the Hustler Strip Club in New York City with some friends. As he was talking with a stripper, she told him about how her kids were getting in trouble with the cops. He said, quote, "It sounds like you're a bad mother." So she punched him.
Oh.
No.
In the face.
Punch him in the face.
And knocked out one of his front teeth. Now he just filed a lawsuit against the club for $1 million. He says the manager promised to pay for his dental bills, but backed out on that deal. And now David is dealing with years of expensive dental work. David does seem to realize that he provoked the stripper into punching him, though. Quote, "I guess it's sort of insulting to tell a woman she's a bad mother." Yeah, David, but it's okay to tell the world that you were preaching family values inside a strip joint, you moron. Thank you very much. That's it.
That made me think of Burt Reynolds, Mike. Yeah. Lonnie's a bad mother.
Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault, Rob Spiewak, right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Well,
there's a lot of cake and cookies.
Hey there, this is Katie, also known as Krabby the Marshmallow Clown. On this week's episode, there's a blizzard in Savannah. I see something in the ocean that I never expected. I go stork stalking, and Rob can fix all your horns.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
I can't read my writing.
Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. You already know how important it is to buy the Mike O'Mara bonus show, but even if you've already bought yours, think of others. Now it's easier than ever to give the gift of the bonus show. It's easier to give someone than the flu.
Oh,
yeah.
Plus, no vomiting. That's our promise to you. It's like a fever dream of funny. No shots, no pills, no inhalers. Just relax in bed and feel the chills of hilarity spread over your weakened body. Just click the gift bonus show banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. So shut up, jerk, and do it. You can send the gift certificate to yourself so you give it in person or send it directly to the recipient so that they can start enjoying the bonus show right away, jerk.
jerk.
It's never been so easy to give the gift of laughter, and better yet, they'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. The future of our show depends on it, so please start giving, quit sucking, and we thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Tuesday, January 30th, 2017.
Mike, to answer your question, wide awake.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Just so you know, at age 91, one of my favorite composers
hard
passed
to tell
away.
Sometimes. Yes, go ahead.
John Morris. Do you know the name?
No.
He was most often a collaborator with Mel Brooks, but he also did the score. This is from Clue. He did the score to Clue. He did one of your favorite songs, Mike, wrote the melody to this one.
Ah, classic.
Tired of being in love.
He also did The Elephant Man. He did the score of The Producers, High Anxiety, History of the World Part 1, Silent Movie, To Be or Not to Be, Clue, Dirty Dancing, The In-Laws, Johnny Dangerously.
Whoa!
And he actually got an Oscar nomination for this.
He rode a blazing saddle.
Blazing Saddles. Now, the Mel Brooks loved the guy.
Yeah, and this guy was a great, great musician, and he worked really well with Mel. I was surprised he was still alive. And one of his last great things, Mike, he did the theme to Coach. Do you remember the show with...
I want to hear the music. You know... You hear that and
Coach,
you think it's
great
timeless.
Greg T. Nelson.
But you hear
great.
This theme to Coach and you think it's some old fight. No, it's a guy that created it. A guy who just knows,
but knows
how, to,
how to make it sound like a classic fight song.
Absolutely, really. That's
and
fantastic.
It's a loss. He has really, really a great body of work. So
that's incredible. Boy,
safe home, John Morris,
there.
Age 91. Oh, wow. One of my favorite ways to predict a Super Bowl victor, and they do it every year, they put all the variants into Madden. This year, of course, Madden 18, but they put it in the Madden video game. Here's how the game ends, Pats Eagles in Madden 18.
So now here come the Philadelphia Eagles, quarterback Nick Foles. One final shot. The ball is up. And it's knocked away! And the Patriots have done it again! Super Bowl 52 champions!
So it'll come down to the last play, but the final score, 24-20. Pats win, and just so you know, the Madden game has been accurate 10 of the last 14 Super Bowls.
Ooh,
Mike,
okay. That'll
if you're looking for a game to play, I swore off Madden for like 7 years, right? Mm-hmm. Finally got into the latest Madden 2018 when I was down in Florida with my nephew.
Yeah.
The game... is as good as I remember.
Mike, it looks better than TV we used to watch.
Like, it is fun.
I played it with Robert a couple weeks ago.
I've never, ever gotten into Madden, but it might be something that that I might give a shot.
It's so much fun. Now, my son Robert comes up to me. You know, we've got a record player in the main level of the house now. He said, Dad, you know who's great? I said, who? He says, Michael Jackson. Have you ever heard the album Off the Wall?
I said, really say that
yeah,
to you?
I said,
that's why I throw my kids down the stairs.
I said, yeah, I kind of... I bought it when vinyl was still the thing before it went away and before it came back. So we're talking Michael Jackson.
Great album covers Michael Jackson.
Oh,
too.
Oh, so
very
good.
Cool. Very
but
cool.
Weirdly, he said, but my favorite Michael Jackson song is on Thriller. And I said, what's your favorite song? He said, PYT. And I said,
pretty young thing.
Really? Of all the songs? I said, don't you think
I
it's
can get
creepy?
That. I can dig that. That's
yeah,
kind of cool.
Puberty.
He says, it's not creepy. And so with that said, I found this on YouTube. Isolated vocals of Michael Jackson singing PYT? Tell me this isn't creepy.
You know, you make me feel so good inside.
Okay, now all right, stop. I'm sorry, I can't stand it.
I always wanted
oh,
a girl
no.
just like you.
Okay, that's just, all right, that is...
I said, yes, son, why don't you listen to a song called Beat It? That's better.
That's just that boy isolated vocal on PYT because super creepy.
It is really bad, right?
Oh, my God, play it again.
No.
Okay, here we go.
You know, you make me feel so good inside.
Oh, no!
I always wanted a girl just like you.
Salad.
Such a PYT. Pretty young thing.
Okay. I'm blowing it up again. Sorry.
Let us close with this. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I had stopped. Nicole Kidman, good-looking woman, right?
And, yes. Wonderful actress.
Wonderful actress, but she has a hidden talent. She says her hidden talent is that she eats micro-livestock, which is what she calls bugs. She eats live bugs with chopsticks.
I am here to reveal my hidden talent, eating micro livestock. Cornworms, they're still alive.
Ugh.
Mmm, extraordinary. Very moist. chewy. Can't quite describe the flavor, but let's try the second course, shall we? Just a little side note. 2 billion people in the world eat bugs, and I'm one of them. Because here we go. Some mealworms. I'm telling you,
mealworms.
I'd win Survivor. That is a fruity taste. I'd recommend it. Here we have. Oh, nothing. Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, awesome.
Awesome. I'd like to send one brief message, if I could, to Nicole Kidman.
You know, you make me feel so
okay,
good.
Okay, turn it off. Stop it.
That's
stop
your magic that. Audio vault. Have a great Jeez. Tuesday, everybody.
Wow. Nasty. That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag, good one today, can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thanks for listening and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Bye-bye.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.